Takes away their tan. They always have interesting t-shirts, slogans, and I love them. Yes, I love them. I love my vegan punk friends. They're anarchists who like to eat lettuce. They don't follow any mainstream trends. Please, dear God, don't offer them McDonald's unless you want a kick in the head. They'll tell you Ronald's the reason Che Guevara's dead. And even though they're atheists, major corporations can rot in hell. Luke is a straight-edge punk, which means he doesn't do drugs or smoke or drink or anything fun. But he's not a Christian, thank God, so he can have all the sex that he damn wants. With lots of different people, yeah, he's a slut, but he has got a primary partner too. That was a quote. And as for Aaron, well, he's the most devoted vegan I've ever seen. He won't even eat honey, cause the bees make it for their baby bees and not us. He's really sweet, but I just wish he'd wear deodorant sometimes. But he's too scared because the companies could be lying when they say they don't test on animals. But that's okay, their intentions are good. They recycle paper to save the wood, and I love them. Yes, I love them. I love my vegan punk friends. They're anarchists who like to eat lettuce. They don't follow any mainstream trends. Whatever you do, don't criticize homeless people to them. Unless you wanna hear a punk rendition of It's Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. The punk version doesn't sound very nice. They can't sing, but they're trying. I heard that song when I was six, and that was quite suffice. But I love them all the same. Soy chocolate tastes nicer than it sounds. I tried it once, it's weird, I lost 3 pounds. I love the way the guys make me feel empowered. You can't call it working, call it selling of life. I love my vegan punk friends, but they quit work today because they don't want to be retail store whores. Employment doesn't suit the punk rock cause. Anarchists and letters to punks I will miss.